Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wanna jam in with you. Are you a Bob Marley fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Marks and Reese were back. Live at Farley Plaza. Best in-game experience, Chickies and Pete's. Before the game, during the game, post-game. For a victory celebration, ChickiesandPete's.com for that.
That's actually my golf music.
Is it?
Yeah, I just turned it on the...
On the phone?
Yeah, the Best of Bob Marley. Keep it right there on Spotify. Best of Bob Marley.
And I usually when Ike gets off to a slow start, it needs to calm down.
Is that what it is? You're not out there eating gummies out there and
yeah,
going golfing, are you?
Now you got people thinking I'm out there smoking weed, man. Come on, man. That's not what's happening.
No, not that. It's just
it's legal in New Jersey.
No, I do not smoke weed. I'm just saying, Jack, when he said that, though, I know that's the thought process that went to everybody's head. Because Bob Marley makes you think you automatic. That's not it.
Right,
no.
You came out and you're like, man, I got to calm down. So you put on Marley.
The music is soothing.
But he was insinuating that you were smoking weed or eating gum.
What I was insinuating at all.
He doesn't know any better. No, that's not what he was saying.
No?
No, that's just what the potheads were thinking.
Right.
Yes. I knew that.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jack's so innocent.
Yes, yes.
It's like when we talk about the movie Friday and Jack's like, should I watch it? And we're like both like, no, you won't get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It won't be funny to you, yeah. It's funny to us.
Yes.
Yes.
Funny to us, probably not funny to you. All right, well, let's do it. OG Wade in Chester's been waiting patiently. He has a lot to say about, as he does every day.
Chris Sims.
Yeah, Chris Sims.
You cannot be happy with Chris Sims' list.
OG Wade, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Happy Memorial Day weekend, Wade.
OG?
Yeah. I don't even come to none of that foolishness.
Oh, that.
Okay.
That's right. He doesn't celebrate.
You know, I just realized when my son asked me the other day, he said, Dad, have you ever drank? And I was like, actually, no. I've never had a drink of liquor. I never had a drink of coffee. I don't smoke. Don't get high. Don't do none of that stuff. Now, I come on this radio. Yeah. I come on this radio, and I hear people talking about the Duke, okay? And particularly this fraud of a whatever. Everybody think because a person get paid to do a job that they supposed to be doing that. No. Sometimes it's political. It's who you know. Phil still is hurting himself because last year he had him 43rd quarterback. So he figured, I can't possibly put him 15 now because it would make me look like an idiot from last year. So I'll just put him halfway. Bro, it's still not making sense. Because if you look at everything with all the stuff, forget about him being Jalen Hurts. Let's just say he's a quarterback.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That played last year. None of the guys that played that he got in front of Jalen Hurts had a better year than Jalen Hurts, than that quarterback. So where the hell, you would be better off, Phil, if you listen, I'm sure you are, you long neck joker.
Yeah, Chris.
You would be better off just taking what you see. You've seen that until Justin Fields and them other guys, because I don't know what they're going to be, but until they get there.
Do you have a wild boar in your car or something? Wait, what is the – every couple seconds we're getting this wild sound.
No, it was my windshield wipe. I just stopped it.
So it's pouring.
But what I'm saying is that why don't you wait until these guys accomplish – I've always said this. I've even said it about Carson. I said it about Allen Iverson. Wait till the player becomes great, and then you can stamp them that. You're giving these guys credit for being better than Jalen, when they haven't done anything?
It's less about that, Wayne. It's less about that. It's more about not giving respect. But he's not being fair about it, right? Like, there's no way that you can look at what Daniel Jones has done and give him the benefit of the doubt over Jalen Hurts. There's the only reason you would do that is that you're trying to troll the Jalen Hurts people and Eagles fans, right. and you're not being fair. He's not being fair about some of the guys that he has ranked ahead of Jalen Hurts, and he's doing it on purpose.
But he got caught up in the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, he figured, oh, my dad played in blue and silver. So maybe the blue and silver quarterback is better than the green and silver.
No, you know what it is? He doesn't believe in Jalen Hurts with his arm as the quarterback. That's what it is. He doesn't believe Jalen Hurts as a quarterback.
But when you listen to him talk, before he made this list, when he was going over stuff, when he was being found out to be the fraud that he is, he was saying, oh, I didn't know that Jalen could throw that well. I was impressed with his arm. And so, but where is that impressment now when you're doing your little rating? Not that your rating even matters, though, because you blew your credibility long ago. Before you even actually did the damn list, I had no credibility for you. So you're done. Now you just buried yourself.
So where would you put him at, OG? Where would you put him at? Where would you put Jalen?
Realistically, I would put him at 15. Realistically, okay. You know what I'm saying? And I believe he has the potential to be better than that. But I always told you guys, I really don't care about that part. I care about how does he run the Philadelphia Eagles offense. I don't care where you rank him. If he's getting us the W's and he's running this offense better than, you know, being more consistent this year, bro, that's all I can ask for. I'm not asking for him to be no Hall of Famer right now because, like Jalen says, greatness comes with patience. You can't become great in 2 or 3 years.
This is where he starts to lose.
You know
people.
What I'm saying?
Ooh, boy.
Wade, I need a –
But you do care about the rankings. That's why you called, because of the rankings.
No, I called because it's being – like, he's – the salt that's being thrown on him, it's been going on for a long time, and that's
you can't take it, yeah.
Started.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a whole year.
But I'll deal with him too. Yeah, I got something.
All right, so listen, Wade, we need your quarterback ranking list for next week. Seriously, rank him. Because you're going to criticize Chris Sims. You said he's 15, so I actually want you to do it because I want to hear who you're putting Jalen Hurts ahead of. So I can guarantee you I'm going to disagree with a couple of these.
I'm sure you would, but. Mine will be based on truth and fact. I don't deal with no QBR. Guess who recreated the PFF? Them two idiots. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro,
all right.
The PFF was created to make quarterbacks look better than they are. All you got to do is go and look it up and find out why they created that. Then to make quarterbacks that's not that damn good look better than they are. That's all that crap matters.
That's all it is. All right.
All right.
All right. Let's get the fact checkers out there. Normally, thank you, Wade. Normally, people will message me and say what he just said. He just said this, and that's wrong, or that's inaccurate.
I don't even know what he said, honestly.
I don't either. So, by the way, like, this is why they didn't have us outside today.
Yeah, we see now.
Thank you.
The damn storm going on now. We see that.
Yes, the rain has entered much of our area.
Smart move by them to have us inside.
Yes, and thank you. I will never question the weather forecast again because I was like, man, it's not supposed to. It says it could storm tomorrow.
Right, we listened to Howard.
I was going to say, you know, the king was sitting around waiting for it not to rain today.
He would have been sitting outside with all the equipment.
Well, it is raining, so if you're wherever you're headed in the area right now, be careful. I know up in the Poconos, Jack, my wife had texted me and said it's pouring rain about 20 minutes ago or so.
Are you sure it's still not snow?
Well, that's where I live, according to Jack.
Oh.
Lehigh Valley.
I'm like, what?
No, in Collegeville, it's raining. Oh, okay. So, and it's pouring down here, so be careful. Pete's going to be out there because Pete goes to the starting line, which is where the toll plaza is, and he waves a flag like it's the Daytona 500 or the Indianapolis 500.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Right. So I mean, he's going to be outside in this. He's going to have to
he's in there right now.
Yeah, he's not standing outside right now. Let's go. Speaking of, so we're it's the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza. Kyle is calling from Egg Harbor, and he joins us right now. Kyle, how are you? What's up?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, I just want to say real quick, I'm a big iced coffee guy, and I like cornhole on the beach. I just want to start off with that.
Miles, the reaction I got from people out there on the iced coffee thing was they were like, why don't they like iced coffee? They know they're in the minority, but
I like
iced coffee.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, you know, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I want to ask you guys more to about the run game, because I believe in Jalen Hurts. I wanted to start with that. I believe in him. But with the run game, you know, I'm a Miles Sanders guy, but you got Kenny Gainwell coming off of a pretty hot rookie season. And you got Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, who's got a little bit of pop. Who do you want to see get the most touches?
Don't have Jordan Howard.
Yeah, Jordan Howard, he's not signed by the Eagles, and he's probably not going to be. Never know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have missed that.
Don't worry. Blink again. He could be back.
He could be. By game three, he might be on the practice squad. But I guess what you're asking is what we would like to see is the rotation this year for the Eagles running back.
I got to start with Miles Sanders, always, because I think he's the most talented of the group. The one thing I said about last year's group of running backs, they were nice, steady running backs, but they weren't explosive running backs. And with Miles Sanders, I know it can be frustrating for fans at times with the nagging injuries, but he's the one guy that could take it to the house in one carry. We've seen him. We've seen him have 70-yard runs, 80-yard run. We've seen him. But we've also seen him, you know, can't get out of the backfield, don't break a lot of tackles, that sort of thing, gets nicked up. His ceiling, long story short, is higher than the other guys. Just there. That's why he was a second-round draft pick. There is more room to grow with Miles Sanders as a player, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to reach his ceiling. The other guys, Boston Scott is a grit player. He's a guy that he knows he's limited, so he doesn't take plays off. He gives you everything he's got every time he's out there, and he doesn't mind playing through a little bit of pain because he knows I don't want to give up the opportunity to be out here playing. Think I'm going to complain about being banged up?
Man, he was on the practice squad a year
ago. Yes, exactly. So Boston Scott's not doing it, but he's limited.
But you also know what you're getting from him, right?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, really the wild card is what do you get from Miles Sanders?
Yes.
Miles Sanders look like more year one, year two Miles Sanders or what we've seen?
Boston Scott is a complimentary back. We're in the phase of trying to compete for a title now. So that's why I'm like, the Greg Wards can't be our primary guys. Those guys are cool when we're trying to figure out what we have as a football team and he's the best that's available. No, you need Miles Sanders to be the guy.
Yeah.
You need him to play like a second-round draft pick, play like his NFL career depends on it, and he's looking for a new contract. That should be the benefit that the Eagles get out of Miles Sanders this year, that he should be focused and hungry.
He's playing on everything. For everything.
Yeah, like, and ride it. I mean, ride him. If you're not planning on paying him, then get everything you can out of him, especially if he's effective.
No, I agree. And if I'm Nick Sirianni.
Well, didn't the Cowboys do that to DeMarco Murray?
And then they let him go. They gave him the most carries in the league.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing with Miles is letting him know, listen, you're our guy and we're confident in you. Get downhill and make plays, right? Like, he's either going to stay healthy or he's not.
Yeah.
But, like, we've seen him do it before. We've seen him be a difference maker, even in the passing game, which surprised us early in his career.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I would try to enter the season not by saying, well, it's a running back by committee, by saying, Miles Sanders is our guy,
Miles
and
Sanders
we need Miles Sanders to win.
Yeah.
And that would be my attitude if I was the Eagles.
Yeah.
It's really pumping Miles Sanders up to let him know, we believe in you.
Yeah.
And then from there, he's got to do it.
Yeah, he's already going to be motivated, believe me. His shelf life as an NFL player is not long. I mean, it just isn't. It's the nature of the beast of that position. I mean, Todd Gurley went from being the offensive player of the year to out of the league in, I think, a matter of 3 years.
Yep.
In a Super Bowl and everything else. And, like, Todd Gurley is out. He's done. His football career is over with pretty much.
Yep.
Like, that's how fast things change for these running backs. So, I mean, the carrot is in front of Miles. Like I said, we should benefit from that because he's damn sure going to be hungry this year.
Yeah, you would hope. It seems like it's setting up well for the Eagles.
Has
and then
to be, yeah.
What happens after this year happens after year for
I mean, now, listen, if the guy turns into an all-pro running back this year, then, yeah, the Eagles got a great decision they got to make. I'm pretty sure they'll go ahead and pay him, but – the bottom line is they haven't overextended themselves from a financial standpoint, and you're leaving him as the guy that has a lot to prove. Okay, go prove it.
Go prove it.
Yeah, go prove it.
You're clearly the starting running back.
Yeah, go prove it.
And people want to say
– unless you can't stay healthy.
Yep.
I mean, unless the same things happen that has happened in years past where
and
you can't
might.
Stay healthy. Yeah.
And it might.
Yeah, and that's why they have Boston Scott here and Kenny Gainwell.
And the undrafted guy.
Yeah, those guys scored Brooks. What? I think combined 12 or 13 touchdowns last year.
Kenny at eight, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, they.
They're ready to play
that's
Miles
Sanders.
That's
up to Miles, yeah. Like, you give them a shot, then they're going to take it. They're hungry, too.
Twitter
it's on you, Miles.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of graduation presents in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Jack, what's your expectation of Miles Sanders this year?
Score more than no touchdowns.
Well, yeah, that would be a touchdown.
Miles, so he
800 yards?
He doesn't believe in him. He doesn't. I mean, it's fair. He doesn't believe in him.
But he's never done it. Like, right. It's only been short spurts. And honestly, him being a contract year is good for the Eagles. Because either he's going to go out and crush, and they should obviously re-sign him, or it's clear he's not really the long-term answer there. I don't really have any interest in paying running backs. But
neither do the Eagles.
Neither does almost anything besides the Cowboys.
Right.
I've always thought Miles is really good. It's weird that he can never just put it together. It's like him and Saquon are having the same kind of career.
Damn Penn State backs, I tell you.
I know, soft.
Kajana Carter.
Classic Big Ten softness.
Oh, come on, man. Maybe I was fine. I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
Miles Sanders, rookie year, 818 yards, three touchdowns.
The best part was he had 50 catches.
50 catches for 500 and another three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Three more touchdowns. Second year, 867 yards. That's only in 12 games. So if he stays healthy, he's easily over 1,000 yards, six touchdowns. And then last year, he still had 754 rushing yards, but no touchdowns, which is crazy.
Yeah, and then think about the limited carries that he gets. A lot of that comes on explosive runs.
Right.
He's always averaged 5 yards a carry or better.
Yep.
It's just how many carries can you give him? And
he had some fumble stuff last year, too.
Did he?
He had one fumble. Jack, wasn't it like inside the five or something?
I thought that was more the year before.
Was that the year before?
Remember the Browns game? They marched right down the field with Wentz, and then he fumbled.
Yeah.
I don't remember really fumbling issues last year.
He had one fumble last year, had four the previous year.
So. Oh, yeah, you can't have four fumbles in 1 year?
Yep.
Lord.
Yep. That's good.
It's sunk Carson's year.
Yeah, that Browns game got off the
wrong start. No, man, it was all Wentz, man. No.
That's right, it was. Denny, Franconia, Pennsylvania. Denny, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, well, several things. Hey, how about we change the Twitter poll and make it – you call it the beach or the shore? Because you sound like you're either from South, you're from Philadelphia or Jersey. No one in this country calls it the shore. They all call it the beach. I agree with Jack totally.
Right, but it is the shore. What are you talking about? You sound like I'm from Jersey or Philadelphia.
I am going to the shore, or you say you're going to the beach?
The shore.
Sure.
Even if you're in Clearwater, really, no one's going to know what the
hell
you're talking
about. But I'm not in Clearwater. By the way, Denny, I lived at the Delaware beaches for 2 summers, and I called it the beach, not the shore. It's the Jersey Shore. Right. If I go to Florida, I don't say I'm going down the shore.
Right.
Well, I always call it the beach.
But you're arguing that it's not the Jersey Shore. It's the Jersey Shore. If you want to call it the beach, call it the beach. Why don't you go to a lake? Then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't like lakes.
Me neither. There's nothing
to look at. Hey, but anyway, a couple more things.
What?
I'm a buyer with the Phillies.
Okay.
On the beach, my favorite thing is I'm a Penn State grad, Ike. But I get the alumni magazine, so that's when I read it.
He's a loser.
Do you put your flag? Do you have your flag hanging when you set up the?
I don't fly my flag. The only flag I fly is the United States. Hey, but listen, for Memorial Day weekend, we moved from Hollisville to Franconia. We built a house and we have an in-ground pool. So we have a welcome to summer party. And I just came back. I have 6 cases of Coors Light, 6 cases of Corona Light, 6 cases of White Claws, and 4 cases of High Noons.
Wow. Just for this weekend, huh?
Just for tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Either you're a big drinker or you got a big party coming over,
right?
Oh, yeah. We invite all our neighbors.
Oh,
so we're
cool.
Having, like, I don't know, around 60, 80 people.
Oh, wow.
Right. Make me feel good.
Yeah, it does. Hey, and listen, I'm hoping that Miles has a good season this year. Of course, he has it in him. He proved it at Penn State, but he hasn't really proved it for the Eagles.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a lot different, too, than at Penn State.
Thank you, Denny.
Especially the non-conference game. It's not like y'all play anybody up there non-conference-wise.
No?
No.
I had the over-unders for college football teams, and I was looking at it.
Oh.
I think Michigan State was 7.5.
Oh, take the over, baby.
Take the over?
Take the over, baby.
Yeah? Penn State, I forget what Penn State was. I didn't mention them when I was.
Well, they get off to a hot start, and then Franklin.
Well, yeah, they beat Coastal Carolina or whatever. Yeah,
they'll pick on Temple and be like, we're better than Temple. Sick.
Right. You wish you could go to Penn State, people say to me, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what am I talking about Temple? Like, I care about Temple. Like, shut up. Between Villanova and Penn State people, they try to be, you're just jealous. Like, no, I partied at Penn State. That's all I needed to do. I wasn't getting in Penn State.
But you got it in at Penn State.
Man.
It really pops out and it grows.
Well, my high school girlfriend went to Penn State when I was still in school because I failed in high school. So I was on the 5-year plan.
Oh, you had your old college girl.
So the year that they should have at least been able to play for the national championship, that 1994, Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter,
one of the best teams
Bobby
I've
Engram,
played against, yeah.
Kyle Brady.
Yeah.
Man, ton of talent on both lines. Who's the defensive end that played Cincinnati? It was the first overall pick. He was on that.
Courtney Brown?
Courtney Brown was on that team. Ton of talent on that team.
No, that was later. Courtney Brown was later.
Was he later?
Yeah, he played with LeVar.
Oh, okay. So that was like a Wally Richardson team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Penn State over under 8.5 this year.
Oh, man, take the under.
Let's see here. Michigan State, you say take the over 7.5?
Take the over, baby. Coming.
Michigan 9.5.
Oh, man, take the under.
So they come crashing down this year, don't they? Jim Harbaugh got the big contract extension, and
they didn't want to give it to him.
Nope,
they gave it to him,
and he wanted to leave, but he couldn't.
Yeah, but he couldn't.
So now he's going to win 7 games this year. Yep. 7-5. Yep. They'll win in the Tire Bowl or whatever, the Autozone Bowl.
Yeah, but Ohio State is still tough to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio State's 10.5.
Yeah. Take the over.
Clemson's 10.5 this year too, which surprised me a
Clemson
little bit.
Clemson is.
Bama's 10.5. Clemson's 10.5. Ohio State's 10.5.
Who's a quarterback?
USC's 9.5.
Same quarterback.
Better be somebody new.
DJ,
he's terrible.
Yeah, that dude
Umalekio
was terrible.
He
was garbage.
He's terrible.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
a bad trot.
I would seem to take the under there. Yeah. The good Georgia's 10.5. Yeah. Clemson 10.5 surprised.
Georgia's 10.5.
Yep.
Yeah. Take the under.
Yeah, they just lost their team.
Yeah. They just lost the whole damn defense. Yeah. Kidding me? Yeah, take the under there.
Jack, I know that you're pitching batteries at AutoZone. Can you get Wade some windshield wipers? Can you text him and send him some windshield wipers?
Yeah, sure.
Seems like he needs to replace them, basically.
Yeah, they're loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how loud, I have windshield wipers. These must be old cars. There's no way they don't make that much noise anymore.
You're supposed to replace your windshield wipers like every 3 or 6 months or something, and I never do that.
I've never replaced them, yeah.
Every 3 or 6 months?
I'm telling you.
Say every 3 or 6 years.
No, that's what they tell you. You're supposed to do it however long. Let me see.
I've never done that.
Right, and then the only time you do it is when the rubber breaks and then it's just the metal and you have to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
You kidding me? Time to keep changing windshield wipers. I barely changed the filter in the damn whatchamacallit. What is it called?
The air filter.
The
cabin filter.
No, the air filter for the
or the oil filter or
no,
all that
in
stuff.
The house.
Oh, the air conditioning.
Yeah, the air conditioning. Yes. I do that every three to four months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you really have to. Agreed.
I'm just saying, yes.
So according to the
that's hard enough for me to keep up with. I don't have time to be keeping up with them.
Six to 12 months, you should change your wiper blades. You know who says that? People that sell wiper blades. Probably.
Right? Yes.
If they work, they work.
Who the hell does that? Yeah, exactly.
Car's not breaking down with bad windshield wipers. As an AutoZone guy, you should go to AutoZone and get them.
Yeah, you should buy the – yeah, so text Wade. Tell him you can get a hookup.
Yes.
Just say Jack Fritz sent me. 215-592-9494. Herb from Northeast Philly. Is he driving around in the rain, Jack?
Oh, boy, God, I hope not.
Well, pull over, Herb.
It's dangerous out there today.
215-592-9494. Your phone calls on the shore and all other Memorial Day weekend topics. And
the shore or the beach?
It's the shore.
Okay.
When you go to Delaware, it's the beach.
Yeah.
But from North Jersey to South Jersey, it's the shore.
It's the shore.
And that's what it is. Right. And if you go to Florida, it's not the shore. It's only the Jersey Shore. I don't know what Denny or whatever his name was from Franconia, but his malfunction was. 215-592-9494.
He's very passionate about it, though.
No, he apparently has had this argument before.
Oh, no doubt.
And he sounds like he likes lakes. Would you ever swim in a lake?
I have.
Yeah, when you touch the bottom of the lake, it's
yeah, it wasn't pleasant. Yeah. Yeah.
Jack looks like a lake guy.
Yeah, no.
I did one
sure.
of those. You know, you swing off the vine and
the
let
swing.
Go. Yeah. 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 That was at camp. Yeah, I did that at camp.
into the lake.
Yeah, when all the kids do it, it's almost like you have to. It's like peer pressure.
Yeah. It's like, why isn't Ike going? Are you scared?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, peer pressure. But I did it.
Good job.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Good job. Today's program brought to you by Chiggs and Pete's. 5 and 6 p.m. today, Pete pays your tolls at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza.
Hey, yo, Pete.
I called them the $3 tolls. They're much more than $3 now.
Yeah, I was going to say they used to be $3 tolls.
I didn't know that there were more now. Well, Pete's paying for it, so you don't have to worry about it. Between 5 and 6 today. All right, we're live at the Farley Plaza. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Joe Girardi also talked last night about putting Aaron Nola back in the ninth inning and then pulling him. We'll play that for you as well. And buying or selling the Phillies. Buying or selling the Phillies. It's more. Remember, we said I'll give them the Memorial Day. All right, it's a Memorial Day. What do you think? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, BetMGM's the king of sportsbooks, and they unleash the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or just simply log on today to get an even bigger...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.